Good morning. It's March 11th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable feat of growth, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin ETF, known as IBIT, has shattered records by amassing $10 billion in assets under management. This achievement marks it as the fastest ETF in U.S. history to reach this milestone. The backdrop to this story is a broader surge in the cryptocurrency market, with Bitcoin leading the charge by outperforming traditional assets. In 2024, Bitcoin has seen a 57% increase, surpassing both the NASDAQ 100 index and gold, signaling a shift in investor preference towards digital currencies. Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization, has not been left behind in this digital gold rush. It has seen an impressive 72% rise, outpacing Bitcoin's gains. This surge is largely attributed to the anticipation of a U.S. Ethereum ETF and the forthcoming Denkun upgrade. Ether's appeal is further bolstered by its use cases such as non-fungible tokens, NFTs, and its efficient proof-of-stake process, positioning it as a strong contender for future investment. The cryptocurrency market's vibrancy extends beyond Bitcoin and Ether. Notably, altcoins, especially those within the Solana ecosystem, are gaining momentum. Five altcoins, Bitcoin Minitrix, Mimi Combat, Scotty the AI, Taraxa, and The Graph, stand out for their unique features and significant fundraising during their pre-sales. These altcoins not only demonstrate the market's appetite for innovation, but also offer investors various opportunities for staking and earning rewards. Looking ahead, the cryptocurrency landscape is poised for further growth. The upcoming Bitcoin halving and the potential approval of a spot Ethereum ETF by the SEC are expected to catalyze demand. In a significant shift in the cryptocurrency landscape, BlackRock's IBIT has now overtaken MicroStrategy in Bitcoin holdings, signaling a new era of institutional investment in digital assets. This move underscores the growing confidence among major financial institutions in Bitcoin's potential as a long-term investment. BlackRock's IBIT has amassed nearly 198,000 Bitcoin, edging out MicroStrategy's previously unrivaled position with its 193,000 BTC holdings. This development comes as newly launched Bitcoin ETFs, excluding Grayscale's GBTC, have collectively gathered assets worth $28 billion. The surge in institutional demand is palpable, with reports indicating that over-the-counter trading platforms are struggling to source enough Bitcoin, turning to public exchanges to meet their needs. Meanwhile, MicroStrategy, under the leadership of CEO Michael Saylor, is not backing down. The company has announced plans for a debt offering aimed at raising over $600 million to further increase its Bitcoin assets. Saylor has been vocal about his belief in Bitcoin as the cornerstone of MicroStrategy's corporate treasury strategy, stating that there are no plans to sell any of their Bitcoin reserves. He champions Bitcoin as the exit strategy for investors, lauding its technical superiority over other asset classes. In a landscape where 72% of crypto projects have vanished since 2020, a beacon of hope shines through as Bitcoin rallies, igniting a renewed sense of optimism in the industry. This resurgence is closely tied to the introduction of spot Bitcoin ETFs in the United States, a pivotal moment that has not only boosted Bitcoin's value by over 47% since their launch, but also promises to reinvigorate the entire crypto market. The decline in the number of projects had cast a shadow over the crypto world, but Bitcoin's recent surge is flipping the script. With the market's value hitting a record high of $2.58 trillion, gains have been particularly pronounced in altcoins such as Ethereum, BNB, and Dogecoin. This rally is not just about Bitcoin, it's a tide lifting all boats, offering more buying power for investors and sparking increased interest in the broader array of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's dominance is expected to grow, with analysts predicting its market share could increase to the 55-60% range this year. Despite this, the spotlight isn't solely on Bitcoin. There's a burgeoning sense of optimism for the industry's future, especially for early-stage development projects. This renewed enthusiasm suggests a vibrant future for crypto, driven by innovation and a broader base of investment. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency, a recent analyst prediction has sparked considerable interest, suggesting that Bitcoin's price could rally to $75,000 in the short term, contingent on MicroStrategy's stock, MSTR, climbing. This forecast ties into the broader narrative of Bitcoin's value being influenced by corporate investment strategies, particularly those of MicroStrategy, a company that has significantly invested in Bitcoin, marking a notable correlation between its stock performance and the cryptocurrency's price movements. Since MicroStrategy incorporated Bitcoin into its balance sheet, the company's Bitcoin holdings have seen a dramatic increase in market value, surpassing the $13 billion mark. This strategic investment has not only bolstered MicroStrategy's profit margins, but also underscored the impact of corporate cryptocurrency investments on market dynamics. Recently, Bitcoin reached a new all-time high, crossing $70,000 on March 8. Despite a subsequent profit booking by some traders, the overall momentum remains bullish, with predictions suggesting a potential rise to six figures by October 2024, according to analyst Timothy Peterson. Supporting this bullish outlook is a technical indicator, where the 20 EMA has crossed over the 50 EMA, signaling a strong potential for a significant price increase. Furthermore, Bitcoin's current support level at $61,505 indicates a robust breakout, suggesting that if this position is defended, there's room for further growth. These developments, combined with strategic corporate investments, paint a promising picture for Bitcoin's future trajectory, potentially reaching unprecedented heights. In Nigeria, the crypto community is navigating through turbulent waters as Binance, one of the world's leading cryptocurrency exchanges, ceases its Naira operations. This move has sparked concerns over the potential increase in youth unemployment and the impact on traders' livelihoods, highlighting the volatile interplay between regulation and digital finance. Binance's decision comes amid growing regulatory scrutiny. The Central Bank of Nigeria's governor has flagged potential illicit activities on the platform, leading to a summons for Binance's CEO to appear before the Nigerian House of Representatives Committee on Financial Crimes. In response to the ban, Binance announced the automatic conversion of Naira balances to USDT, effectively halting NGN deposits and withdrawals. This action has forced traders to pivot to peer-to-peer, P2P trading platforms like WhatsApp and Telegram, seeking alternatives in a landscape where traditional crypto exchange mechanisms are being dismantled. The regulatory landscape in Nigeria continues to be a source of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD, within the crypto space. Despite these challenges, local crypto stakeholders are optimistic about the emergence of new exchanges that could fill the void left by Binance, emphasizing the necessity of adhering to regulatory guidelines. This situation underscores the ongoing tension between innovation in the cryptocurrency sector and regulatory efforts to mitigate risks associated with digital assets. As Nigeria's crypto community looks to navigate these uncertain times, the need for clear, supportive regulation has never been more apparent. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.